message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And I know that what God has in plan for us, no devil will stop it in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? Positioning your family for divine surprises. Positioning your family for divine surprises. God is interested in the family. He is the creator of the concept of family. He has concerns for family and families. God has concern for family and families. And is set to position your family to assess new surprises in the name of Jesus. What is positioning? Positioning is or means being at the, it's been doing the right thing at the right time and being at the right place at the right time. How many of you know that fried chicken or fresh fish is not meant for the floor of the bathroom or the floor of the toilet? How many of us know that? But don't you enter the toilet? Don't you go to the bathroom? Yes or no? Right? Is the bathroom a bad place? How come I'm not getting response? I said, is a bathroom or a toilet a bad place? It's a good place. But to put fish you just fried inside the toilet, is it a good place? Why? Wrong positioning. So it is important for a family to be at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing at the right time, before you can say this family is correctly positioned. And a family needs correct positioning to receive what it has from the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have limited time this morning, and I'll try as much as possible to be fast as the Holy Spirit leads me this morning. How to correctly position your family for surprises. How to correctly position your family for divine surprises. Number one, give God the supreme place in your home. In Joshua 24 verse 15. Joshua chapter 24 verse 15. Joshua was speaking there. And he says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorite in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, some version says, as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. If you want your family to be positioned to enjoy surprises from the Lord, position your family so much so that God has the supreme being in the family. Exodus 34 verse 14. Exodus 34 14. Ensure that at all costs, God is the one that takes the rightful place. For thou shalt not worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. I want to say this very well and clearly. Women are naturally born jealous. I've never seen a woman that they place her husband and another lady is on her husband's laps and is rubbing her husband's cheeks and is just pecking her husband. Pecking, lasso. And then she's there. She's saying, do more. You like it. Very sweet. Very nice. If you're a lady like that, I can see your hand up here. You just, that's what you like. You just like seeing other people just touching your husband. Sit down on your husband's leg. That is the jealous part of a woman. But God says, I am more jealous. In fact, is there any woman here that one of your names is jealous? God said, one of my own name is that. Jealous is one of my names. He says, whose name is jealous in capital is a jealous God. So when we say Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, El Shaddai, Lily of the Valley, Almighty God, one of the names of God is jealous. If your family does not give God his place as the supreme being, the jealousy in him will arise. I had the story of a woman who went to work. And the husband went to work and the husband came back home and brought a lady home. And then they were in the bedroom. And then as she came in, she saw the husband in that she perceived what was going on. She went to the kitchen and brought out the best knife she had ever sharpened. And went straight there and cut the husband's private part. That is the rage of jealousy of a human being.
Do you want to try the rage of jealousy of this God?
You don't want to try it. You don't want to taste it.
God said, you must not
allow any other God in your house.
You must not allow anybody to be in charge, as it were, as the supreme person in the home.
I am a jealous God.
I must be in charge. I must be. I created you. I put breath in your nostrils. I put breath in your nostrils.
Look at you where you are today.
If you mess up with me, I mess you up. If you mess up this family, I mess you up.
That's why you see, once God works out on his family, that family is finished. That's how you can see some families, they are doing so well today, and by the next month they are gone.
My prayer for everyone here today is that your family will give God his place permanently. I say your family will give God his place permanently. I say your family will give God his place permanently.
Women that are here, don't contend and don't contest the place of God with your husband. I read the story of a woman. The husband was praying and she was sweeping. She was sweeping and singing songs, sweeping. And pouring the dust of the sitting room, pouring it on his leg like nonsense man, stop your praying.
It's an aberration. It's a call to exit to eternity. It's a call for a woman to be content. Your husband is praying or he's talking to God. You are now bragging. You are doing like, I need you now. You are. Hey. I tire. A human being, a mortal person. Your husband is panting after God.
No. Relax. Are you the owner of the church? Are you the founder of the church? What is your problem?
You are playing with raw fire. And if you are a man, your wife is panting after God. Anytime she comes back home late from church, you lock the door on her. You put her outside for mosquito to bite her very well. Maybe around one, you now have mercy on us and her come inside.
You are playing with fire.
God is not a kid you toy with. I mean, the person we are talking about is not just, he's a warrior.
Merciful God, but also can be a very dangerous person if we don't give him his place.
Lord, have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. How to correctly position your family for divine surprises, number two, is avoid collective or family iniquity. Avoid collective or family iniquity. There are some families where iniquity, they sin the same kind of sin. Everybody is a drunkard. Everybody is a womanizer. Everybody is a liar. They have collective, everybody serve another God apart from the God. Everybody goes to work with talisman. Everybody there consults Babalawo or Mamalawo or Unkulawo or Nibolawo. Everybody there is involved in similar iniquity.
I'm sure you have heard many stories of families that were wiped out all at once. There's a man in the book of Joshua chapter 7 called Achan. Joshua chapter 7, you know the story from verse 1. Let me just paraphrase the story, but I'll read from 14 to 27. I'll just pick a few from there. Let me open it right here so I can read also myself. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. You are in for something today. Something happened. The children of Israel wanted to attack a nation called Ai. Small nation. And the name too, very small. And then they went to attack, just like they normally do. And in fact, when they sent spies there, they said, no, don't bother to send many people there. Just send few people. Maybe about 2,000 or 3,000 people. Just send them there. These people are very small. You don't need to bring. When they went there, they beat them hands up. They killed many of them. And they ran. And, you know, Israel does not run away from people. They kill, they destroy. They are in charge. God is with them. But at that time, God was not with them. God departed from them. And then Joshua tore his clothes, ran to God. God, why is this shame? A small nation like this, destroyed Israel. What's going on? God said, you have an accursed thing amongst you. Somebody amongst you is holding on to an accursed thing. Then he went in. And then he said, anybody who this accosting is found in their hands. You can start down from verse 14. Joshua 7 verse 14. Anybody, they are going to use fire to kill the person. They will burn the person. And in the morning, therefore, ye shall bring forth according to your tribes. And it shall be that the tribe with the Lord taketh shall come according to the families thereof. And the family, it was one person that stole it.
It was the family that was being referred to. Achan was the one that stole the accursed thing, but it was the entire family that God wanted to destroy. And the family which the Lord shall take come by household, and the household which the Lord shall take shall come man by man. Let's go very fast now, if possible. And it shall come to pass that he that is taken with the accursed thing shall be burnt with fire, he and all that he hath, because he had transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he has wrought fully on Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they brought all the tribes. If you go on, you see they started bringing the tribes. And then when after some time he got to the tribe of Judah, later he got to the tribe of this man called Achan, I think the son of Carmi or something like that. And then they chose him. And then they say, and Joshua now, you know, lobbied him. Because I believe he didn't want to say what he did initially. Spoke to him. What did you do? God has revealed to us that you have done something wrong. What did you do? And I said, I have stolen an accursed thing. I saw some Babylonian garments and a few silver. I took them. Because they went for war before that time, and God said, don't take this. We can't go into that because of time. The truth of the matter is that he stole something he shouldn't have taken. And he was cursed. And the Bible says, they took them out of the midst of the tent and brought them unto Joshua. That is, this guy and all his family members. And unto all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver that he stole, and the garment, and the wedge of gold, and his sons. The sons were not part of the problem. They were not there when the father stole. And their daughters, and his ox, all the properties he has acquired, oxen, asses, sheep, tents, and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. Yes. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him. They didn't say initially that they were going to stone him. They only said they were going to burn him with fire. But they were so angry that they first stoned him. Look at this. They stoned him with stones. And burned after stoning him, and just in case the fire doesn't kill him on time, they stoned him and they burnt them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. Just read one more verse, then I stop. One more verse, 26. And they raised over him a great heap of stones. After they burnt him with fire. They now went to look for a heap of stones again and placed upon him so that the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor until this day. Ladies and gentlemen, the iniquity of one person in a family that does not repent can affect the entire family. The iniquity of a husband that refuses to take his hand off evil can affect the entire. That's why you must not say, it's my son. I can't talk. Can you have a child you cannot talk to? It's my husband. Your husband is doing evil. You can't say it out. You can't correct him. Now this thing is wrong. You, even if you cannot correct him, you cannot go to elders that can help you to correct him before he will destroy you and destroy the offspring you have produced. You are also eating from the proceeds of that iniquity. Achan was destroyed with his family. This is what happens to many families. One person continues in evil and nobody in the family corrects the person until that evil affects the entire family. May the Lord have mercy on our families in Jesus' name. A lot of times it's not you and I that has the problem, but those that will refuse to correct on time, those that will refuse to speak to on time, those that will refuse to call to correct them at all costs. How to correctly position your family, number one, is give God the supreme place. Number two, avoid collective and family iniquity. Any evil that is family related, avoid it. Anything that is peculiar to your family that is evil, you see that your mother is doing this evil, don't follow her to that place. She has been, you know, in my place, they say the person that will give you clothes, you first look at the clothes on the person. Something that she has been doing that did not pay her, that got her to where that you cannot pray and say, God, make me like my mother. Something that she has been doing that you cannot say, God, I wish to be like this woman. Why do you want to follow the same path? It makes one to lack divine surprise. Number three, how to correctly position your family for divine surprises is celebrate and appreciate God's faithfulness and the family. Celebrate God's faithfulness Celebrate your husband. Whatever your husband is doing for you. God lives in houses where he's appreciated. If God were to bless your family on Monday, and by Tuesday you acted as if nothing happened, you behave as if it's just normal to just have a baby. It's just normal to buy a car. It's just normal for my husband to travel and come back. What's the big deal? Okay, what's the big deal? People are traveling and coming back. The statistics shows us that hundreds of thousands of people die per minute. And out of that per minute, the number of people that die by accidents, they are too numerous for you to mention. So, a family that wants to position himself for God to continue to release his blessing must be grateful. We are in an ungrateful world, whereby people just do things in family as if God has done nothing. That was why I pray specially for some people this morning. Because if you say, I'm shy, you are shy. Okay, do you want God to be shy to release more blessing to you? Say, I'm shy. You are shy. So give glory to God for these mighty things he's doing for you. What is as if after you share testimony, you now say, please, out of the money they get, God release to you, yeah, give us some out of it. No. As much as possible, be grateful to God. If you are a wife, your husband gives you money for the children's school fees, show your gratitude. Let him know that you are grateful for his support towards you. Let him know that you appreciate his sacrifice and his labor. He didn't dig the money from the ground. A lot of sweat went through it before he can get sweets for you. Let him know. There are some women, they cannot even remember the last time they went on their two knees to thank God or to even appreciate their husband. Lie. Their knees is as iron inside. It is casted with iron. So the knee must not go on the floor to say thank you. Lie. It makes God angry. You are a husband. Your wife is such a wonderful lady. Full of sacrifice. Always sacrificing for you from morning to night. Sacrifice her job. Sacrifice her time. Go extra mile for you. Yet, no single word of appreciation except complaining. Except for complaining. You be watching television like this and watching broadcasters and comparing your wife to a broadcaster. You say, can you see women now? Can you see women? Can you see that lady the way she's dressed? You are comparing your own wife to a broadcaster on AIT or channels. Can you see how frozen you are? You can't compare your wife to another woman. Your wife is different from another person. And a lot of things we see on television, they are fluke. They are not real. I that is doing blah, 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 with all sorts of things. You want to compare that to your own wife inside the house. Nails that are long like this, that are almost like vulture's nails. You want your own wife to be exactly like that. And she says, no, I want to dress properly. I don't want to look too artificial. I want to live to glorify. You say, look at women. Look at good women. You are not appreciative of what God has blessed you with. Until you are ready to appreciate God, nothing can work. Until you are ready to appreciate your wife, your husband, for the sacrifices they are making towards you. You see, children, just get a lot for praying. They return it back with a lot. Thank you, Daddy, for this. Thank you. It's just two words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all. And the man is slogging it out to get that little money. Thank you. If they manage, they just put, thank you, Dad. Thank you, D.A.D. May the Lord have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Let appreciation ooze out of your heart. Don't be too familiar with your spouse. Many husbands and wives are too familiar with each other. Too familiar with each other. If it's my husband, so? If it's my husband, so? No! If your desire is to continue to enjoy divine surprises, be appreciative. I need to run because of non-availability of time. Wow. Okay, I still have some points under this. Now, 3A, key thoughts on appreciation. Number one, appreciation is a confirmation of value. Appreciation is a confirmation that you value what has been given to you. Anything anybody gives to you, you don't appreciate. It means you don't really value it. So, value is communicated through appreciation. As a woman, learn to use words like, thank you, dear. I'm grateful. Don't lose your sense of value for each other. Number 3B, key thoughts on appreciation is gratitude provokes generosity. Where there is no gratitude, people will end up grounded. Anywhere there is no gratitude, any family where there is no gratitude, the family will be grounded. 3C, key thought on appreciation. Life is a seed. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Life is a seed. So when you give gratitude, you get blessings back. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you give gratitude, anything, you see, the behavior you are behaving is seedful. There's seed inside your behavior. That your ungratitude behavior is a seed. And the most likely your partner will reciprocate that seed you have planted. So, anything you want your husband or wife to do, do the same. Show your gratitude. I'm so grateful for this. I'm so grateful. I really appreciate every of your effort over us in this house. I really appreciate what you are doing. Send texts. Send texts. Send WhatsApp messages to appreciate. When your husband comes, let him know that what he just did for you, you are grateful. Because you see that number four, key thought on appreciation is number four on the main point. Number one point is give God the supreme place. Number two is avoid collective and family iniquity. Number three is celebrate and appreciate each other. And I just gave you 3 points under that 3A, 3B, and 3C. Now, number four, how to position your family for divine surprises is allow peace to reign in your family. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 11. Allow peace to reign. There are some men that they don't like it when peace reigns for too long in the family. They say, how come there's no fight in this family? Then they start a fight. They just start a fight. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. That's where I'm going. Live in, let your family be in peace. Don't stir up. You were here on Friday night when one of our beloved leaders was leading us and told us of people, a couple that were fighting over film. They were watching film and they were arguing over something inside the film. And they fought in the night from 12 to about maybe 2 a.m. Just fighting, shouting. Everybody was wanting, disgracing themselves and disgracing their children. Look at Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14. Hebrews 12 verse 14. As much as is possible, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men. Live in peace with all men. Follow peace with men. Also in John chapter 14 verse 27. John 14, one of the things that Jesus left for us is peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He says, peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and I let it be afraid. You enter some houses. Immediately you enter the house. Immediately, not up to 5 minutes, it's like you want to leave. There is no communication, but you feel that this house, there's no peace here. There's no peace in this house. You enter some houses, you just feel relaxed. You went to greet them, but it's as if you don't go away. Because the peace, the serenity, God visits houses like that where there's peace. Houses where cutlass is already on the top of the roof. Whereby the husband will be telling you, don't forget that cutlass. Or husband has cane on the roof for the wife. Like you are talking to your child. If you mess up, don't forget that soldier Kobuko is waiting for you. You remember the last time you tasted it? It was very sweet. This time, it will be better than that. That's not how to live. Such families cannot experience divine surprise. Let peace reign. Speak words of peace. If your husband gives it to you, guam, doesn't mean that you want to show that you also have BSC. You also give him guam. Listen to me. Let me tell you this. Is a carnal woman that argues with her husband. It's a sign that you're a carnal person. A spiritual woman does not argue with her husband. Even if he's spitting fire, you let the fire douse before you now say, my dear, that issue you said, no, it's not like that. I think we should do it like this. Do it like this. Do it like that. And you see that he will answer you. But when he's speaking to you, he says, no, this thing. And he said, no, what do you mean? Are you the one that sent me to school? What do you mean? Do your own, I do my own. He will show you pepper. He will show you pepper. And then you too will show him pepper. So be careful. One of the things that some young ladies used to clear people's husband is this issue. When a man has a girlfriend and the man says, this is what, let us do this. They say, no problem. Can you meet me here? He said, I'll be there. Can you wait for me? Don't sleep till I come. He said, no problem. I'll wait. But the wife, because she believes that she's wearing a ring, or because she's, the husband says, let us do this. She now begins to calculate it through her carnal sense. This man wants to be riding me. Okay. Okay, who will he ride if it's not you? You should be riding Lizard, Abby. It's you! So, he will ride you two will ride him. By the time you begin to ask him for things too, my dear, I want this, let us do that. And he releases you two, you are riding him. He ride you, you ride him. He ride you, you ride him. He ride you, you ride him. You are riding each other. But when you want to always prove you're right, there will be no peace. Once there's no peace, the family will go into pieces. He will break the family into pieces. Let peace reign. Talk to your neighbor and say, let peace reign. Let peace reign. In Romans 12 verse 18. Romans 12 verse 18. That was the scripture I was quoting earlier. If it possible, as much as possible, and light in you, live peaceably. If it be possible. Can you see that? You know, there are some people that it's almost, on all these things I'm saying, there are few exceptions, maybe 1% or 2%, where some men or women, it's almost impossible to live with them. But I pray that you will never marry such a man in Jesus' name. I say you will never marry such a man in Jesus' name. There are some men that they fall into that 1% class. It's almost impossible to live with them. They are the lion of the tribe of that family. When they roar, everybody take cover, including co-tenants. But the Bible says, if it be possible, as much as possible, live at peace with all men. Live at peace. When you are traveling, don't travel from here to Ilorin and fight more than 17 times. From just here to Ilorin, over stupid arguments. Some husband can move from just house to church and they have fought 21 times. In the car, just from a ride of just 15 or 20 minutes. Ole, ole, rakilo de, wanna kill me. Romans 4:19. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace. Romans 4:19. Follow the things that make for peace. Be a man of peace. Be a woman of peace. Be a man of peace. Romans 14:19. Not 4:19. Romans 14:19. Be a man or woman of peace. Now quickly, also, Romans chapter 15:33. God is a God of peace. He's a God of peace. He's a God of peace. Because of time, what are the issues that causes quarrel most times? Number one is money. This is key points under the issue of quarreling and lack of peace. What causes? And money, you can organize yourself. I can't talk more about this now because I'm running out of time. Major issues that causes quarrel. Number one is money. Number two is lack of affection. Many women now complain of this. Many men, because of the economy, are running out of time. They forgot that they left a wife at home. Is your wife a statue that you just forget her? Like she's not in existence. After you went from morning to night, the next thing that comes to your mind is to turn again to football channel. Give her time. Let there be affection. This will allow peace to reign. Number 4C, major causes of quarrel is lack of respect and submission. When you're a woman, your mouth is sharper than razor blade. Razor is not as sharp as your mouth. It doesn't allow peace in the family. Submit to your husband. Do you know what they call submission? Submission is something. It has to do with totally giving yourself to somebody. That's submission. You submit your will. You submit yourself. That's how the Bible wants it. And 4D, causes of issues and quarrel, is external family interferences. Everything about your life, is everybody except your husband knows it. Strong external family interferences. You have small quarrel, you phone your mommy. You phone her. You have problem, you quickly phone your friend. It's wrong. Settle your problems among yourselves. Don't allow external interferences. Especially from unbelievers and those that don't understand the precepts of what we are talking about. And 4E, another major cause of quarrel is indiscipline and bad conduct. A husband, you have indiscipline, there's no way your wife will be happy with you. As I begin to round up, positioning your family for divine surprises, number 5. Is love each other. 1 John 4 verse 8. Love each other. Walk in love. Walk in love. Walk in love. Love each other. He that loveth not, knoweth not God. For God is... If a man doesn't love, he doesn't love God. When I want to really know if a man loves God, I will see how your relationship is with your wife. If you don't have good relationship with your wife and your children, it's a lie. Your Christianity is not real. Because you can't claim... If you love God, it will reflect in the way you relate with your husband. Your love of God in your heart will affect your relationship with your family. You're a woman. They call prayer. You're praying like this. You're praying like this. But when you get home, your husband cannot talk to you. You are not a serious person. You're not walking in love. You are not walking in love. I have key points on love, but I can't take it because of time. We'll move to number 6. Positioning your family for divine surprises is be hospitable and kind to people. If you want God to surprise you, be a hospitable person. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to 10. You know the story very well of Abraham. Of how Abraham was hospitable, saw strangers. Don't let your family be a family whereby you are the only people enjoying yourself. Nobody's tasting from your wealth. Everything you have is only you that are enjoying it alone. You bought 21 tubers of yam, you finished it yourself. You bought bags, You bought cartons of noodles, cartons of spaghetti, everything. Everything. You break it, you eat it. Break it, you eat it. And everything ends inside Sockaway. Everything. Yes, you are now. If you don't go to toilet for 3 days now, you'll be texting me. Pastor, please, there's a big problem now. I don't know. you have to send me the anointing right now. I don't know what's going on. 3 days, no toilet. It's a problem. And you're eating. 3 days, no toilet. I will get text from you. Sharp, sharp. Be hospitable. Be a kind person. When was the last time people thank God for you? When was the last time your parents thank God for you? Spiritual and biological, people that gave back to you and those who are laboring over you spiritually. When was the last time they thank God for you? You don't need for them to need it. Jesus said, my father is very, very rich. Your father is very, very rich. So are you praying that you become poor, or when you are also rich, your child will not be a blessing to you? Last week, somebody sent me 5,000 credits. Now 5,000 credits, everything, expended on church members. Some people that we have not called for sometimes say, this one, we must call them. We must find out how they are doing. And it don't be a family whereby you are the only person that is enjoying yourself. Be a blessing. Look out for avenues to be a blessing to others. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. There's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that withholdeth more than his need, then he turneth to penury. A liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. So be a person that waters. Let people come to your house and eat. Don't clear the table because people are coming. Say, people are calling, knocking, you are eating. Say, wait, oh, I'm coming. Clean everything. You go and put it somewhere. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Somebody enter to your kitchen and say, oh, I love this man. He has already communicated to you. He's saying, I am hungry. Give me something to eat. I'm desirous of something. I like the smell I'm getting here. Be liberal. Be a liberal family. Be a liberal family. You will see how God will bless you when you become liberal. Number 7, where we stop this morning. Positioning your family for divine surprises. Serve God passionately. Let husband be serving God. Let wife be serving God. Let children be serving God. Serve God passionately. Let nothing stop your family from serving God. Parents here, initiate your children not into cult. Initiate them into God's service. Teach them the legacy. Show them how you serve God and he has brought you to where you are today. What made you tick? What made you to be able to be where you are, what you are today? Show them, I serve God. This is what I do. This is what I do. This is what I do. Teach them the principles that will help them in the future. And as you do this, I see you positioning your family to become a great family in the name of Jesus. As a husband, be in a department where you are serving. Let your children know that this is where you are serving. As a wife, let your children know that this is what you are doing for God. And before you know it, the story has changed. As I round up, there's a story of a man in 1 Chronicles 13 verse 14, I can't read it, called Obed-Edom. He served God for 3 months. He kept the ark of God in his house. 1 Chronicles 13:14. He kept God's ark for just 3 months. And the ark of God remained in the family. Can you see that? Remained in the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Your own family is the one we are going to be mentioning next. Your own family is the one we are going to be mentioning next. Your own family is the one we are going to be mentioning next. Can I hear your loudest amen? Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.